This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. High winds and snow have forced the cancellation of a World Cup downhill ski race in Beaver Creek. The event was to be held today. It was to be the first of a weekend full of races. So far, a Super G event slated for Sunday has not been canceled. Other ski races around the world have also been postponed so far this season, including in Switzerland, Italy, and Austria. Colorado public lands were the subject of two bills before the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee this week. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
One bill would establish a Dolores River National Conservation Area. It's sponsored by both Colorado senators. Democrat Michael Bennett championed the bill during the hearing, saying all sides came together and found middle ground to protect the Dolores River.
And the result is a thoughtful compromise bill written on the ground in Colorado by Coloradans.
The House version of the bill, sponsored by Colorado Republicans, has not advanced. The second bill would complete the Continental Divide Trail. It has bipartisan support in the Senate. The House has already passed a version introduced by Congressman Joe Neguse. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
After a pandemic hiatus, Frozen Dead Guy Days will be resurrected by Estes Park's Stanley Hotel next year. The celebration has taken place for years in Nederland, but worries over security and costs forced officials to cancel this year's events. Estes Park will host the events next March. Right now in Denver, it's 40 degrees with a few clouds. In Grand Junction, it's 45 and clear. And in Vail, it's 13 degrees and cloudy. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.